Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, August 13th. And welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, a big one from Hardy County Emergency Management. Sandbags will be available to the public at the Hardy County Public Works Road and Bridge parking lot on 205 Hanchey Road until 4 p.m. These sandbags will be self-serve, so you fill your own, and are limited to 10 per household. Bags will be provided, however, please bring someone to help assist with filling the bags. This is available for all Hardy County residents and municipalities, and when you arrive, please remain in your vehicle, and staff will provide you with the bags. Once again, this is at the Hardy County Public Works Road and Bridge parking lot on 205 Hanchey Road until 4 p.m. So you've got plenty of time to go and get your bags for this weekend. And from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, as of this week, all Hardy County Sheriff's Office deputies, including the Detention Division, have been issued body-worn cameras. They wrote, "With transparency being more important than ever before, our deputies will have their cameras recording the entire time they are working a call. Body-worn cameras will record deputies' on-duty encounters, safeguarding and storing potentially critical evidence, providing after-action video for training, and ultimately fostering community trust. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Kemper Sports is looking for an assistant guest services director. Management or supervisory experience is required. Hospitality experience is preferred. Equity Lifestyle Properties is looking for a front desk clerk. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, at least 1 year of customer service experience, strong organizational skills, and computer literacy. And the Sunshine Method is looking for an ESE tutor, a bachelor's degree in teaching or a relevant field, and 2 years of mentoring and tutoring experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 98. Intermittent clouds with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Winds east-northeast at 9 miles per hour with gust up to 12. Humidity is extremely humid at 70%. The dew point 76. Cloud cover also 70%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling at the observable 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:28 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour and a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour in the evening and a 20% chance of rain. Saturday, widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. East winds around 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 90%. Saturday night, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. Let's throw Sunday in there as well, shall we? Sunday, widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s, chance of rain 80%. And Sunday night, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the evening, lows in the mid-70s with a 40% chance of rain. You're all caught up for today and the weekend on Hardy Midday. That's your weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Since the end of June, Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Freed and the Florida Forest Service have deployed nearly 170 wildland firefighters and support personnel to assist suppression efforts on western wildfires. Freed says as the devastating wildfires continue to threaten our fellow Americans across the West, she's incredibly proud of our well-trained wildland firefighters who chose to leave their families to help their fellow firefighters. It's not the full year extension requested, but Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has granted the organizers of the National Beef Checkoff Petition Drive an additional 3 months until October 3rd to collect the necessary signatures on the petition calling for a producer vote of the National Beef Checkoff Program. According to RCAF USA, slowed by the pandemic, the USDA originally established a 12-month period for the collection of the required 88,000-plus signatures, but so far only about 19,000 signatures have been gathered. Efforts are underway to prevent the first cases of African swine fever in the North American hemisphere from spreading to U.S. shores. AgriMarketing.com reports less than a week after the Dominican Republic confirmed cases of ASF, the country announced it's limiting shipments of pigs and calling on its military to contain the spread of the virus. DR officials say they'll slaughter tens of thousands of pigs after detecting outbreaks in 11 of 32 provinces.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA has an ongoing investigation to learn the kinds and severity of damage to crops by feral swine, and now the agency is looking into the kinds and severity of the damage done to U.S. livestock operations. In July, the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service sent out 18,000 surveys in 13 mostly southern states with the highest populations of feral swine. Sophia McKee with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says the data from this latest survey is going to be used to help those producers.
If we have a full picture of all the costs that are inflicted by feral swine, then it's easier for us to ask for money to Congress to control these pigs.
Livestock producers who haven't been able to complete the survey might be getting a phone call from the agency offering to help fill it out. The data collection will end on the 18th of August. Feral swine are the same species as pigs that are found on farms. The feral swine are descendants of escaped or released pigs. Feral swine are called by many names, including the wild boar, wild hog, razorback, piney woods rooter, and Russian or Eurasian boar. The wild hogs occur in all 67 counties of Florida. They can be found throughout most of Alabama as well. Feral swine are reported to live in all of Georgia's 159 counties, likely only trailing the massive swine populations in Florida and Texas.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also show that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended higher, notching another round of record highs for the S&P 500 and just barely the Dow. The S&P added 0.3%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ also rose 0.3%. Small company stocks fell. Gains for several big technology companies, including Apple, countered weakness in other sectors, including industrial companies. News of the economy was mixed. Unemployment claims fell for the third straight week, another sign the job market is healing. However, wholesale prices rose 1% last month. The Dow gained 14 points to 35,499. The NASDAQ up 51 to 14,816. The S&P 500 tacked on 13 points today to 4,460. New York oil fell 16 cents, closing at $69.09 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Milwaukee right-hander Corbin Burns struck out 10 straight batters, tying the Major League record and leading the Brewers past the Chicago Cubs 10-0 Wednesday night. The 26-year-old Burns tied the mark set by Hall of Famer Tom Seaver of the New York Mets when he fanned 10 against the Padres in 1970. Philadelphia ace Aaron Nola matched the record by striking out 10 Mets in a row last June 25th.
It's unbelievable. You know, he's known as one of the better pitchers in the game. And you know, I think when Nola did it earlier this year, it was kind of it was impressive. Like to rattle off 10 in a row is really tough to do.
Burns started the game with an amazing 14 straight strikes and finished with a career-high 15 strikeouts in 8 innings. The Brewers have an 8-game lead atop the NL Central. The Mets have tied the Phillies atop the East after New York beat Washington 8-7, and the Phillies lost to the Dodgers 9-2. NL West leader San Francisco win their fourth in a row, 7-2 over Arizona. This is SRN Sports. Ozzie Albies crushed a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 11th as Atlanta edged Cincinnati 8-6. It was Miami 7-0 over San Diego, St. Louis 4, Pittsburgh 0. In the American League, Boston season-high 19 hits allowed him to crush Tampa Bay 20-8. Rays manager Kevin Cash.
Boston's a very good hitting team. They just didn't let us up. It seems like they had traffic on the bases the entire night.
The Red Sox, 4 games back of the East leading Rays, may have been letting out some frustrations after losing 10 of their last 12.
Minnesota had in Central leader Chicago their second straight loss, 1-0. It was New York 5, Kansas City 2. The Yankees have won 17 of 24. Detroit beat Baltimore 5-2. It was Oakland 6, Cleveland 3. Toronto 10-2 over the Angels. Seattle 2, Texas 1 in interleague action. AL West leader Houston beat Colorado 5-1. The Astros' Framber Valdez allowed 4 hits and 1 run while striking out 8. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today and for this week, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. If you can't make it inside, you can always go online 24/7 at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: my boss just said to me, you've been late 5 days this week. Do you know what that means? I certainly do. It's Friday. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend. Stay safe, and as always, stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.